A 10-year-old girl lies dead from gang violence. The cameras arrive, ready to capture grief, fear, and despair, the currency of modern news. But what if, in that same moment, another story exists? One of neighbors forming protective circles around children walking to school, of mothers organizing midnight basketball leagues to keep teens off streets, of slow, stubborn progress that refuses to surrender to chaos. Both stories are true. One paralyzes, the other ignites action. This choice, which truth to amplify, holds more power than we realize. Every conversation, email, and casual exchange broadcasts a signal that shapes how others see their world. We're not passive observers of reality. We're active architects, constantly transmitting information that either fuels possibility or feeds paralysis. Here's something that sounds impossible. Spend 1 week pretending you're 20 years younger, and your body will believe you. Harvard researcher Ellen Langer proved exactly this when 75-year-old men spent a week in an environment designed as 1959. They discussed current events from that year, watched old television shows, and treated their younger selves as present reality. After just 7 days, their strength increased, posture straightened, flexibility improved, and even their eyesight sharpened by 10%. Strangers judged photographs of them as 3 years younger. Their bodies responded to the story their minds told. This isn't mysticism, it's neuroscience. When Gary Baker, president of Nationwide Brokerage Solutions, first heard about happiness research, he dismissed it as corporate fluff. Then revenues tripled from $350 million to over $1 billion after implementing positive psychology workshops. Optimistic salespeople outsell pessimists by 37%. Doctors with positive mindsets diagnose correctly 19% faster. Your mental broadcast doesn't just affect mood. It rewrites physical reality, transforms business outcomes, and predicts success better than talent or intelligence alone. Sharon works at Walmart. She's lost her mother and her husband. When customers approach, she says, "I'm the happiest person you will ever meet." This isn't denial. It's strategic attention management. Your brain receives 11 million bits of information per second, but can process only 40 to 50 bits. Every moment, you're choosing what gets through. Power leads, positive, optimistic conversation openers, prime brains for growth rather than defense. Stanford researchers discovered that simply including the word "together" in instructions motivated people to work 48% longer with higher quality output. Charlie, a quality control manager, transformed his team by starting meetings with three gratitude statements instead of listing fires to extinguish. Productivity soared. When Francesca, a pharmaceutical sales VP, asked her team why they succeeded rather than presenting statistics, she discovered the real driver, meaningful human connection. At GTE, now Verizon, asking what's working well that we need to do more of, engaged all 64,000 employees and transformed customer service. The beginning shapes the end more powerfully than we imagine. Sunnyside High School raised graduation rates from 41% to 89% in 7 years by spotlighting successes, students overcoming obstacles, teachers innovating, small wins building momentum. Flash memories, first thoughts triggered by a stimulus, powerfully shape behavior. Negative ones create avoidance, positive ones generate attraction and effort. Your brain doesn't store objective truth. It encodes experiences through your personal lens, then retrieves those interpretations to guide future action. Adam Grant's research showed fundraising callers who met scholarship recipients face-to-face raised 171% more money than those who only read letters. Personal emotional connection transforms abstract success into motivating memory. Repetition cements these pathways, making positive memories more accessible. Sunnyside students wear shirts reading, "Empower each other, support, honor, succeed." Physical reminders repeated daily until automatic. Fact-checking can reveal empowering truths. That terrifying statistic about one-third of women aged 35 to 39 being unable to conceive, based on French birth records from 1670 to 1830. Modern research shows 82% conceive within a year, nearly identical to younger women's 86%. Researchers showed UBS managers videos about stress's benefits during a banking crisis. Though stress levels remained identical, the experimental group experienced 23% fewer stress-related symptoms simply by reframing what stress means. Negativity spreads depression, triggers physical symptoms, and shortens lifespan by damaging DNA telomeres. Strategic retreats, temporarily withdrawing to preserve mental resources, let you regroup and return stronger, like George Washington's Revolutionary War retreats. Retreat when your defenses are down, hungry, angry, lonely, tired, they're deeply entrenched in negativity, or you're in the wrong setting. After retreating, fortify yourself. Send a positive email each morning, collect 3 unique gratitudes, or photograph meaningful moments to train your brain toward positivity. When re-entering, plan strategically with optimal timing, location, reinforcements, and safe conversation topics. Sheriff's Deputy Elton Simmons transformed 25,000 traffic stops using 4 C's: build rapport, provide complete context, acknowledge emotions with compassion, and demonstrate commitment to improvement. When Mark panicked about finishing a report, colleague Eric guided him through fact-checking. Isolate the core worry, list evidence, identify activating facts. Mark realized he had help, templates, 28 hours, and strong time management. His anxiety became productive energy. Our brains scan for threats, but identifying activating facts creates resilience without denying reality. The hidden 31 positive but quiet professionals drive viral transformation. Emotional contagion spreads through whoever expresses emotions most frequently, not the most negative person. Harper Reed proved this as Obama's 2008 campaign CTO, activating supporters through micro-targeting. Jonah Berger's analysis of 7,000 New York Times articles revealed positive content outperforms negative, especially when emotionally arousing and practical. Ochsner Health System operationalized this by training 11,000 workers in the 10-5 way: make eye contact and smile within 10 feet, say hello within 5. This simple shift transformed hospitals from sickness centers to health hubs, boosting revenue to $1.84 billion. Facebook research with 689,000 users confirmed positive news feeds trigger more positive posts, social proof that positivity becomes how things are done around here. Questions interrupt habitual thinking and create space for empowering narratives. 2 10-year-olds asking smokers for a light, then handing them quit smoking pamphlets after refusal, boosted hotline calls 40%. Questions transform both asker and answerer, shifting conversations from deficit thinking to possibility. Despite alarming headlines, we're living in history's most peaceful era. Murder rates, war deaths, and disease deaths have plummeted, while life expectancy and education access have soared. You are a broadcaster. Every conversation, email, and exchange transmits a signal. Choose to amplify what's possible and celebrate what's working. When organizations train members to express positivity frequently, the emotional climate shifts from defensive to generative. When families ask empowering questions at dinner, children develop neural pathways that scan for opportunity rather than threat. This isn't about ignoring problems. It's recognizing that both darkness and light are always present, and whichever we illuminate grows stronger. Sharon at Walmart chooses to be the happiest person you will ever meet because she understands her broadcast power. Sunnyside High students wear their success story because repetition rewires reality. You hold this same power. Your next conversation either amplifies possibility or feeds paralysis. The world doesn't need manufactured optimism. It needs you to illuminate the real hope that already exists, waiting to be noticed, celebrated, and spread until it becomes unstoppable.